Accepting the Flow, February 25th, 2024. In 12-step programs, there's a saying that for anything to change, you must go through the three A's: awareness, acceptance, and action. I'm very good at awareness and action. Acceptance, not so much. I want to skip over acceptance and go right into action to fix whatever is wrong. I don't want to sit with it or accept it. That's the uncomfortable part. But there's something to acceptance, to saying, this is where I am right now, and I don't like it. But I also don't have to fight it. Did you know that one definition of accept is to receive? When I accept myself or my life circumstances, I'm receiving them. I'm meeting them. I'm greeting them. They become like a friend coming in out of a storm that I'm welcoming inside. There is no judgment, no sense of good or bad. Instead, there's neutrality. And that's exactly what I'm striving for right now. To let myself be what I am, no more and no less. I can apply that mentality to circumstances as well. Do I like them? No. Can I receive them? Yes. To take the guest analogy further, guests are not residents. Eventually, they leave. Some guests stay longer than others, sure, but no one sticks around forever. And in the interim, what sort of host am I? I'd like to be the gracious and hospitable kind. There's also something to letting the flow take over, to say to whatever is happening in my life, I'm entering the stream, and I'm letting this take me where I need to go. There's grace in that act of acceptance, because essentially, it's surrendering to what is, which allows something else to emerge. There's a story in the Mahabharata about surrender that I don't particularly love, but illustrates surrender beautifully. When Dushasana was pulling the sari of Draupadi, she was tightly holding the cloth to her body with one hand, beseeching Lord Krishna with the other. Oh, my Lord, save me. But he didn't come forward to save her. When Draupadi found no means of escape, she then released her hold on the cloth and appealed to the Lord most piteously, with both hands outstretched, saying, O Lord, I surrender my all to you. Do what you think is best. And then the Lord immediately rescued her. When I can accept something fully, that's when something greater, larger, more magnificent can step in. It's essentially what I wrote about last week in having my life belong to love. When I first accept what is, I'm receiving what the Divine Beloved wants to bring into my life. I may not like it in the beginning. The water may be choppy. I may throw up from seasickness. But at some point, I'll look back and say, oh, I see. You did that for my benefit. But key to that process is first accepting. I dream of a world we recognize for anything to change, we must go through the process of awareness, acceptance, and then action. A world we understand to accept something is to receive it with care. A world we allow ourselves to move with the flow by entering the stream of life exactly where we are, right now. Another world is not only possible, it's probable.